I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
This coming Thursday marks the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, and we're going to hear some firsthand accounts from a Kentucky soldier who was there that day.
I think that one of the most important things that oral history brings to the table is the fact that it documents the individual story, the individual perspective on historical events. When we think about World War II, we think a lot about the leaders, the strategies, the battles, and the outcomes. But we often don't hear the boots-on-the-ground perspective. So I'm featuring one of our most powerful interviews of that particular day, Jesse Beasley. He was interviewed in 1994 as part of our ongoing effort to conduct interviews with World War II veterans. And he was a private in the Army. He was part of that initial D-Day invasion of Omaha Beach. He recalled in the interview that while he was training for the D-Day invasion in England, he remembered a pretty blunt message given by General Patton.
I remembered what George Patton had told us once there in England. He'd come there and he made a talk to us once, and we'd been taught to hit the beach and dig in. That's what they told us. The first thing we'd do is dig a foxhole and get in it. And he said, you don't want to do that. He said, you're going to get killed anyway. He said, the first day of you going in, you're going to get killed anyway. So he said, don't dig no foxhole. He said, just go in as far as you can go in.
The interviewer was a great interviewer named Bill Marshall. When Beasley was recalling the journey across the channel and anticipating what was to come, the interviewer asked him about what he was thinking about in that moment.
And then I remember you was talking about what was I thinking about. I was thinking about, would I get killed the first thing? Would I make it to the beach? How would I get killed? Would it be by a shell, or would I get a bullet, or all kind of things like that started going through my head. And I looked around on the ship. We were terribly crowded there. We were sitting on the floor and crowded. And all at once, there was a blank expression on everybody's face. You look at a fellow maybe 18, 19 years old, and there was nearly a death look. No talking, no kidding. No, nothing.
In this interview, Beasley details making it to the beach. He talks about navigating the landmines and the barriers. He talks in great detail about the sound of the bullets whizzing by his head. But one of the more reflective and powerful moments in this interview was when Beasley once again recalled his internal thoughts as the action was unfolding.
I thought of my home in Garrett County on the Kentucky River, and my dog, and my mom, and my cousins, and I wondered if I'd ever see them again. This is something that I'd trained for and trained for and trained for, and now it's coming. I didn't know how I'd handle it. I just didn't know. And this run through your mind, and I wished that I could have got off, and I wished I could have went home. But that I couldn't do. And
tremendously powerful firsthand account from a Kentucky soldier who played a role in something that happened 80 years ago this week. And Doug, there's a program coming up commemorating that.
The event will begin at 5:30 on June 6th at the Kentucky Theater. The Nunn Center has worked with the Lexington-Fayette Urban County Government, the Lexington Sister Cities Commission, and KET. In addition to featuring some of our oral history interviews, there'll be a screening of a powerful KET documentary. The mayor will be there, President Capiluto, and others. Most important, we will be honoring 8 fallen soldiers with connection to Lexington who are buried in the Normandy American Cemetery.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.